Community gardens are becoming more popular around the Northwest. If you don't have space of your own to grow things, there are plots of community land you can borrow and grow what you want. The volunteers of a new initiative in Spokane called Growing Neighbors are going one step further. They've gone to property owners and asked to borrow little bits of private land in their Northwest Spokane neighborhood to grow food. The organization is run by John Edmondson, who invited us to see what Growing Neighbors is doing.
So right now we're in the parking lot of Shadow Park Presbyterian Church, looking at a couple different plots here that were grass just back in April. And we took out all the sod, gave it away on Craigslist, and now we have vegetables and fruits that we're growing. We are trying to grow healthy neighborhoods, primarily through urban farming and community development. So the main goal really is the relationships with neighbors between each other. We like to call them neighborhood families. Is what we're trying to develop within each neighborhood, where people really know each other and they're sharing resources, they're sharing their gifts with one another, meeting each other's needs, just right locally as much as possible. And so one way that we're inviting relationship is through people sharing their yard space and gardening together, sharing that produce with their neighbors, having shared meals, sharing tools, just trying to really kind of open up doors to those relationships.
So how do you find families who are willing to let you use their garden space?
Yeah, it's happened in a few different ways. Really, a lot of it has been growing in concentric circles around the church family, where we have a big influence already. But I've been meeting with lots of different community partners. I've presented at a couple different neighborhood councils. And so one of our farmyards in Doreen's yard came just through my presentation at the Northwest Neighborhood Council. That's where I met her, and she that day was like, yes, please, come and farm my yard. So that's one of the bigger farmyards that we're working in right now.
So who does the farming?
The farming is really anyone. It can be any age. We have lots of lead farmers who are mostly young adults, college age or recently out of college. And we're trying to develop teams around them who will mostly focus on one farm yard. And we're trying to connect people on a team as close as possible to where they live, or where they go to school, or where they work, so that they have some long-lasting influence in that area to try to encourage those long-term relationships. Some of our gardens that we're caring for and working in right now have been around for many years. So there's a woman named Lorraine, who her body's not working super well these days, but we're trying to help her maintain the garden that she's already had for many years. The one in my yard has been there a while, and that's been incorporated into the Growing Neighbors movement. This community garden that we host here at our house next door to the church building, this has been around for 3 or 4 years now, but it was just one plot, and now it's expanded into like 5 plots. So everywhere we look, we're tearing out more grass and trying to put in edible things wherever we can. So these are some of our farmers out here pulling some weeds. This is the site of the original community garden, and it's doing well, but this is now, like I said, one of many beds that we have around the site here. We planted a bunch of fruit trees this year as well, which aren't going to bear fruit for a couple years, but we want to get as much fruit established as possible early on for that long-term effect.
So tell me your name.
Hello, my name is Autumn.
My name's Christian.
Okay, so why do you come out here to the garden?
I come out here because I'm just super excited about making all this happen, and it takes a lot of hands to make it work, but harvesting fruit and taking it down to the farmer's market and then getting to share it with ourselves and have it for dinner and pick from the vine. There's blueberries right over there, and I had some of those today.
So what about you?
I come out here because the garden is in the yard of my house, and I take some responsibility for it. I think it's a beautiful addition to the community, and I think the food is really helpful, and because I hope to see more neighborhood connections develop from gardens like this one.
Before we started Growing Neighbors, one thing I tried to do was meet with as many people as possible who are part of the local food system and just kind of see what's a niche we can fill to help encourage this to happen. It's been fun to explore that, and I feel like every time I meet with someone, the idea gets better and changes a little bit. And so now we have, you know, people like the Shadow Public Library really getting interested and saying, come start a garden here. So our main need right now is more hands to do the work. We have a wait list of farmyards. So I think there's people that are hungry and there's yards to be tilled, but we just need more people to get involved.
That's John Edmondson from Growing Neighbors. If you're interested in getting involved with this effort, you can go to growingneighbors.org. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. It's heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on KSFC. Our thanks this week go to Steve Jackson for his reporting on one of the Spokane City Council races. You can hear our full programs or individual segments online at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Go to the Inland Journal page. Thanks for joining us. I'm Doug Nadvornik.